Let me say, this is our 7th through 12th graders, and this is a great-looking group, isn't it? Praise the Lord for them.
Angels from heaven. Thank you. They departed and went through the towns, preaching and healing everywhere.
Luke 2:11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Nay. I Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Isaiah 9:6-7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Started many years ago, when prophets heard from God that he was going to send his son to save the world. And then an angel appeared to Mary and told her that she would give birth to the one that was promised. Well, months later, there was a new law that said we all had to go to our hometowns to pay taxes. So Mary and I left our home in Nazareth and made the long trip. Soon after we got there, Mary had the baby. We named him Jesus, just as the angel told us to. That night, angels appeared to a group of shepherds keeping sheep on the hillside. The angel told the shepherds to come see the Savior for themselves. Some wise men from the far east followed a star that led them to us, and they worshiped Jesus, the Christ child.
And the sky.
Let's give all the children a wonderful hand, shall we?